What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people are jealous of your success and will take credit for your success. It shouldn't. So, oh, goodness gracious. So, first of all, y'all, Toronto, Canada, November 19th, next meetup, meet and greet, go to narcavengers.com, narcavengers.com. Get registered up for that. Next meet and greet, Toronto, Canada. But, y'all, this should not come as a surprise, as a shocker to those who have dealt with narcissists and toxic people before. This should not be a surprise that they are jealous of your success. They are. They just are. And they will try to hold you back from that success. They will not celebrate your success. This is not all narcissists, y'all. Some narcissists will absolutely not celebrate your success. They will downplay it. They will make it sound like it's meaningless. They will make you feel worthless. They will make you feel like your accomplishment and your goals and your achievements mean absolutely nothing. Because we feel a certain type of way. As a narcissist, we feel a certain type of way because the higher you go, the further you go in life, the higher that you get in life, the more we feel like you don't need us. So we need to pull you down a notch. Let's pull you down a little bit. Let's bring you down a little bit. Let's pull you down a little bit. So that way I can show you, that way you won't leave me. That way I feel like you still need me. That way I feel like you're not enough. That's the inner workings of some narcissistic people's mind. Y'all. They don't want you to leave them behind because like, if you think you're doing good enough, if you think you're doing all this good stuff, then why do you need me? What do you need me for? You know what I mean? What do you need me for? So narcissistic people will create that need for themselves in your life. I know y'all see my new background. I'm outside. Y'all had to sit outside. I got a new fence put in. Just chilling outside now. But that's how the mindset of a lot of narcissists and toxic people work though, y'all. They are jealous of your success. They don't want you to succeed unless they can benefit from it. Unless they can take credit for it. So we all know not all narcissists are bums, but there are some bum ass narcissistic men and women out here who love for you to be successful because they benefit from it. They can take credit for your success or they can benefit from it directly. Like I said, oh, you need to make all this money so I can live a life and cheat on you and do all this other stuff. Thanks. They benefited from your success. They are sometimes, and they'll take credit for it. So if you, I always use this example right here, but if you're graduating from college or something like that, you worked hard, you got like your doctorate or something like that, they'll take credit for supporting you through your doctorate. So it's both our degrees. You understand that, right? You just didn't graduate on your own. You didn't go through this by yourself. I had to go through this with you. So it's both of our degrees. Like, can they see if the school can actually put my name on it too? Put my name first because I had to deal with you. See if they can put my name on your doctorate degree. See if they can put my name on your master's degree. See if they can put my name on your promotion certificate or your new hire paperwork with the new job you got, because you only got the job because you know me. They'll take credit for the stuff that you're doing good in your life, y'all. They just will. They just will, y'all. And I need to apologize to y'all too. I just feel like I've been coming with low energy these last few videos. I'm gonna pick it up though. I promise you. I'm gonna pick it up. I've just been in the, you know, today's one of those down days. I just don't feel it. But I'm still gonna finish the video. I gotta power up. Let's power up. Let's power through it, y'all. But yeah, they'll take credit for your success, y'all. I'm just telling you, it's not just graduate degrees and stuff like that. First of all, they'll try to hold you back from your success. Let me lean back. First of all, they'll try to hold you back from succeeding. They will do everything in their power to cause you to fail. You got a test tomorrow on that same track to getting that graduate degree, or you have a test tomorrow. Let me go ahead and make sure you struggle with that test. Oh, you have this going on tomorrow? Let me go ahead and make sure we argue and fuss and fight. Let me keep you up till 4 o'clock in the morning because they want you to fail. They want you to fail. They're planting seeds of failure in you. And you're succeeding in spite of them. Not because of them. You're succeeding in spite of them. So they will absolutely try to hold you back. They just absolutely will. You're succeeding in spite of them. And if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, the more you succeed, typically the worse the relationship will get. The higher you climb on that ladder of life and success, that narcissistic person feel like you're leaving them behind. They'll be looking up at you. Oh, hell no, you're going to leave me. I got to do something to hold you back. Let me go ahead and put a baby in you. Let me make you a little, let me put your success on pause by putting a baby in you. Or getting pregnant by you. Let me put your life on pause. Let me do something. Let me cause an argument. They want to make your life harder, not easy. I'm just telling y'all this. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you should understand this by now. Because some of them will celebrate your successes and stuff like that because they want to appear to be the supporting spouse or the supporting mom or dad, the supporting sibling. Some of them will absolutely clap for you. But they're internally, they're boiling hot and angry as shit beneath the surface, y'all. They just are. They're boiling hot, they're angry as hell, and they're gonna try to hold you back. Any longer you stay in these relationships, y'all, it's just like you will miss out on the potential of your life being in a toxic ass relationship with an unaware narcissist that's not working on themselves, with an unaware toxic ass person. You're going to miss out on your life's potential. So when you're on your deathbed, you're going to have so many regrets, it's going to be painful to die. I read that in the book, y'all. It hurt my feelings. It's like you're going to have so many regrets in your life if you're not living your authentic life. You're holding on to toxic people and toxic situations. That on your deathbed, you might die of natural causes, but you on your deathbed, you're going to be in so much pain from wasting so much time and energy on a toxic ass person that you're gonna be angry as hell at yourself. You can be angry at them all you want to, because being angry at them is not gonna change anything, because they're gonna continue to be them. You're gonna be angry at yourself on your deathbed, mad as hell that you stayed in a toxic ass relationship. I could have been in the NBA. I could have been in the NFL. I could have been a surgeon. I could have been this, but I got pregnant. I got put in jail. I got locked up because of a reactive abuse incident, and now I got something on my criminal history right now. I got an assault charge in my criminal history from reactive abuse. When they hit me first, and then they started recording, and I hit them, and they got me locked up. So now I have a permanent charge on my record. Now I can't get the job I want because I stayed in this toxic ass situation. I knew I should have left, but now I got charges. I knew I should have left, but now I got 6 kids. So I can't, it's going to be hard as hell for me to go back to school. I knew I should have left this person alone when they hit me the first time. I'm just telling you, you're going to waste so much of your life holding on to these toxic ass people because they don't want to see you succeed, y'all. Or they want to be the reason why you succeed so they can take all the credit from it. I feel like there's no in-between with that stuff right there, y'all. There could be some in-between, but me personally, I just feel like they either don't want you to be more successful than them, or they're pushing you along to say that they pushed you along. So that they can take credit for pushing you along. They can take credit for being there through the hard times and things like that. They can take credit for all the stuff that y'all have been through together. I'm just being realistic with y'all, keeping it hot with y'all. I'm keeping it hot. I know my energy low, but I'm keeping it hot and ready like a Little Caesars pizza, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet and straight to the point. You will never live up to your full potential in a toxic ass relationship. You just won't. You just won't. You can be mad at me. You can get angry at me. You can quote me. You can make a hate video about me. I'm just keeping it real with you. Because I know the mind of a narcissistic person. And I know that you won't live up to your full potential staying in a toxic ass relationship if they're not working on themselves. And sometimes even if they are working on themselves. So, anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Thank you for bearing with me through this. I truly appreciate the love, support y'all give me, y'all, because y'all don't understand how thankful I am for y'all. I'm blessed. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.